that's what we're going to do. We're going to give thanks today and going to ask for some help and reading some passages. I enjoy this service. We call it a giving thanks service. We, years ago, used to do it on a Wednesday night, but I got to thinking more of our folks would probably enjoy being a part of it on a Sunday morning. So been asking you here to think about your blessings, count your blessings, and we call it the attitude of gratitude, the attitude of gratitude. Thanksgiving, I want to read this for you. Thanksgiving is that time of year when one species ceases to gobble and another begins. And I got to think about that for a minute. So we do give thanks, and before I even pray, I want to just repeat a story that I've read to you before. It's one of those ones that just really makes me chuckle when I think about it. And I really got to thinking about it because this past week, Carl Amerson and I met up, and we were just walking along, and we just started talking about our ailments. He talked about his right hip and his left foot, and I was talking about my left knee and my right foot. And I thought, man, I am only 61 years of age. What is this going to look like when I get into my 80s? And I'll tell you, just grateful to know of folks I have in this congregation who have endured a whole lot of physical ailments, but they just keep right on moving on. And I thank God for that. And they even smile. And so God bless you all. But this is a story about a group of seniors at a nursing home, and they were sitting around talking about their ailments, just what I was relating to you. One of them said, "My arms have gotten so weak that I can hardly lift this cup of coffee." And the other said, "Yeah, I know. My cataracts are so bad I can't even see my coffee." Another chimed in and said, "I couldn't even mark an X at election time. My hands are so crippled with arthritis." And another said, "I can't turn my head because of the arthritis in my neck." At that point, another said, "Well, my blood pressure pills make me so dizzy I forget where I am and even where I'm going." Another one, the group said, "Well, I guess that's the price we pay for getting old." And they all nodded in agreement. And somebody said in a cheerful voice, "Well, count your blessings, and thank God we can all still drive." So, yeah, when I think about that. On our board out there is and has been, I have it up in the office as well. I'm going to read this and then we'll pray. Count your blessings instead of your crosses. Count your gains instead of your losses. Count your joys instead of your woes. Count your friends instead of your foes. Count your smiles instead of your tears. Count your courage instead of your fears. Count your full years instead of your lean. Count the kind deeds instead of the mean. Count your health instead of your wealth. And count on God instead of yourself. I think that says it well, doesn't it? Today we want to count our blessings. Let's bow our heads, and we will give thanks, and we'll read some scripture, and also ask you all if you'd like to participate in sharing God's blessings in your life. Let's pray. Father, we are blessed, and most of the time we're blessed and we don't even know it. We don't realize it. Lord, help us today to take stock and to gain a proper perspective of the blessings in our lives, and help us, Lord, to return thanks to you. And Lord, help us today just to settle down and count in how many ways we are blessed. And we ask that you'd speak to our hearts and help us to see it. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to read here a passage, and then there's some others who I've asked to help out this morning. I want to start with Psalm 40, and verse 5. And I just picked out some verses. These verses really kind of jump out every time of year around this season, Thanksgiving, because it speaks about giving thanks. I want to read Psalm 40 and verse 5. O Lord, my God, you have performed many wonders for us. Your plans for us are too numerous to list. You have no equal. If I tried to recite all your wonderful deeds, I would never come to the end of them. There's a saying, I'm guessing you probably heard this or something similar to it. We never know the worth of the water till what? The well is dry. And I'm guessing you may have heard this one as well. I complained because I had no shoes until I met a man who had no feet. And what these little proverbs are doing is putting things in perspective for us. And sometimes we need to really get a proper perspective of just how blessed we are. And when we count our blessings, it can help us really to put things in the proper perspective. In the Romans chapter 1, I'm just going to read one verse from there. Paul is describing the condition of humanity, of people who have turned away from God. And there's one verse here, I could read a number of them for you, but I'll read verse 21 of Romans 1. It says, yes, they knew God, but they wouldn't worship him as God. And then it says, or even give him thanks. And all that we are blessed with, all that we have in this existence, we find that many folks will not even acknowledge him as God. And take on any kind of explanation other than the fact that there is a designer to this design. And as a result, there's no need to give thanks for any of that. And I heard someone say one time, it's a tough day for an atheist when their heart is overflowing with gratitude, but there's just nobody to thank for it. And so we want to be people who are grateful and who are thankful and give thanks to God. And this morning, I would like to ask us to count our blessings and to give God thanks. And we're going to read some scripture that addresses that very thought of giving thanks. But also, I want to look to you all to share your thanks. And I will say that nobody is grading you, at least not that I know of. You give thanks to God and for what he's blessed you in your life. And all we'll ask is for those who read the passages of Scripture that you, we'll ask you to stand up and to read good and loud so we can all hear. And if you share a testimony of gratitude to God, we don't want to miss it. So we're going to ask that you speak clearly and speak good and loud, and we want to join with you in giving thanks to God. So let me just begin, first of all, with Bobby Heil. Would you read the passage? And guys, if you would please bring that passage up. And now let me ask Jean, would you read your verses, Psalm 100, verses 4 and 5. Thank you. Amen. And then let me ask Jim Smith, would you stand and read your passages? Right, now who will be the first to say, I got something that I am grateful to God for, and I have no problem saying it? Anybody got something you want to share? Sandy. And that's our folks from the marina right over there. They'll be unlashing their lines in a couple months. And we told them, practicing music, we said we may not let you go. We want you to stay around. So. Anybody else got something? Yes, let me go to the set, Pauline. Pauline's been battling Lyme disease, and so it's she is in a battle. Pray for her. All right, Mr. Shelton. Glad you're here. Glad you're here. I'll have to say, Tony was the president of the Ministerial Association. I was just there with him, with the others. But thank you, Dave. Anybody else? We're going to kind of stretch it out. We've got some other passages of Scripture to read. But we're going to take time. If you've got something to share, we don't want to cut you off. Anybody else? Yes, sir. Stuart. How many times we're not even aware of things? You were very aware of that incident. Kathy? Anybody else got Jan. Yes, sir. Thank you. let me just pull aside for a second. Jimmy and Lurleen, would you just stand up? I'll do this now. I was going to introduce them to you all. They don't need introducing to many folks. But would you kind of turn around so folks can see you? They are going to come and be a part of this ministry here. And we want to welcome them. They've been in Indiantown a long, long time. And they've been ministering and blessing people. They have been a part of a church in Okeechobee that they've loved for over 20-some years. 14 years, and the distance is causing them to kind of stay closer to home now, which we're glad for, and we welcome them, so we are glad you're here. See that little blue pickup truck all over the county. So God bless you. Yeah, Joseph. Well, thank you. I think there's only one of us that knows how to read notes, so that's just a disclaimer. Susan? Son Greg was involved in a very, very bad accident, and he's recovering at home. I know that a lot of prayers are going up for him. Let us do this now. Hold on. Don't anybody lose your thought there. Susan, would you stand up and read your passage? And we're going to read a couple more and then take some time, more time for some testimony. Say so. All right, let me read this passage, Psalm 116, verses 12 and 13. What can I offer the Lord for all he has done for me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and praise the Lord's name for saving me. Let me ask also, Benzie, would you read your passage there? You know, that passage there is a challenging one for us because it says give thanks in all things, and it just is very counterintuitive. It's easy for us to understand when good things come to give thanks, but as we think about how God works in our lives, it's not always through the easy things, the pleasant things. Sometimes it's through real difficulty in our lives that cause us to see things we wouldn't normally see. Anybody testify to that? You know, my experience that it is often challenge and difficulty that causes us to realize, hey, I need to look somewhere beyond just my own capacity. And oftentimes it's those very things that drive our souls to God. And I found here a saying. I want to read it for you. I want to read you a passage of Scripture as well. The writer said, we ought to give thanks for all fortune. If it is good, because it is good. If it is bad, because it works in us patience, humility, endurance, the contempt of this world, and the hope of our eternal home. We needed to be reminded that this is not heaven yet. We understand that, don't we? And this world is a battlefield, a battleground, and so bad things do happen. And that interaction of the sovereignty of God and the free will that he has granted mankind, it's a concept that people smarter than me have been trying to figure out for a long time. But one thing we know, God is the boss of his universe. And another thing we know is that he has granted us freedom of will, which is evident and we're thankful for. Sometimes when we have trouble, it's our own doing. Okay? Let's just get honest. Sometimes when we have difficulties in lives, in our lives, it is the fact that somebody else has done wrong. Sometimes when things happen in our lives, it has nothing really to do with our own happiness and comfort. Maybe God is using circumstances to speak to somebody else. And if God is truly sovereign, he gets to make those choices, and it's for us to trust him, even in those difficult times. And so when we read the passage and hear this thing about giving God thanks, it is a real challenge to us, but our faith, our trust can help to move us along into that type of reliance on God. I want to read a passage here. It's Romans chapter 5, and if you guys, maybe you already have that brought up, if you could bring up Romans 5 and verses 3 through 5. Paul wrote and said, "We can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love." And so we can give thanks even in those dark days, that to know that God has not forgotten us. That's the question we ask. God, have you forgotten me in my trouble and my trial and my difficulty? We have his word that he's not forgotten us, but through even those difficult events and times in our lives, that God can do something through that. Let me ask for another passage. Alan, would you read your passage there as well? You will overflow with thankfulness. I'll hold up on this. I want to share this in just a bit. Anybody else got any testimony that you would like to share? Be a good or a tough one, how God maybe have brought you through. Laura? Amen. Thank you, Laura. I remember the first time Laura shared that with our church, and you think that'd be an easy thing to talk about? I am so grateful that she felt loved and cared for by this group of believers that she would put herself out there to even share it. And Laura, you're loved, and we rejoice with you and glad for what God's done, even if he had to take you to prison, all right? And so God bless you. Thank you for sharing that. Jody? Thank you, Jody. Thank you. Anybody else got a testimony you'd like to share, Alan? Yeah, some folks face major league challenges, and people even in this congregation, sometimes we don't even know, and thank you for sharing that. Anybody else got a testimony you'd like to share this morning, something you'd like to give thanks to God for in this time together? Yes, Lucy. Thank you, Lucy, for sharing that. Anybody else? We got time for you. Joe, I'll get with you first. Welcome back, by the way, you and Merlin from New Jersey. Glad to have you back. Anybody else? Yes, Valerie, yeah. Valerie, thank you. Yes, Shirley. Agree with that. Thank you. It is a blessing to be, you know, among folks. You know, I tell people there's no perfect church that I've ever seen. I know our faults. We all know we got weaknesses. We got things that we fail to do what we could do. But I am grateful for what does happen and what has happened here. We just celebrated 29 years of proclaiming the gospel. God bless you. Marta? Yes, that is the truth. He's carried us. Not just walked with us, but he's carried us. And thank you, Marta. Is that, Sonny, is that your hand I see? All right, yeah. Glad you made it back from that mountaintop in Honduras. So, Bob? That's right. Yeah, that's right. We're reminded of that right about this time. Thank you, Bob. Thank you. Boy, thank you for just pointing out. We often overlook it, those folks who provide for us, and a lot of hard work. Lorna? the folks who paid the price to keep us free, that's paid even now while we sit here. It's so easy to overlook that. 90 miles from our southern border, a nation for decades has been under oppression and no freedom and very little freedom. So we're blessed, and we need to take stock of that and give God thanks. Bobby. Thank you. Thank you. Brings me to something I overlooked completely, and that is we could use some more help in our nursery. Some of the same ladies are having to be in there week after week, and they don't get to come in here. Also, there's a need. We have a children's ministry, and we don't need a driver. We just need somebody to ride as a monitor. I think you might need a black belt in karate to might be at, but if by signing up and helping, if you'll see myself or Shirley, it will help these folks who have a heart to do this. And let me tell you, most every week of the year there are young folks in that other building over there who are hearing about God's love, His mercy, His forgiveness, a life in Him, and not all those kids' parents are making sure they get to church. Many of them come on there because they want to be there. But we could use some help in those two areas. And try to be hopefully once a month, and it would be riding and help pick them up and come in. It takes about 45 minutes. That would be a big help. So nursery help. And by the way, if you do that, we're going to have to have you go through a background check. We do that with all the folks who work, so just to let you know about that. All right, Betty, you have something you want to share? And thank you, Betty. That's good testimony. Holly? And Mr. TJ too. We're glad he came along in the deal. Let me ask Joseph, would you read that passage? This will be the last passage of Scripture, and then just want to share a few thoughts and ask a couple questions, and we'll be done. us and always be thankful. I want to share this with you too, and then just have a couple questions. There's an author, female author by the name of Irma Bombeck. Years ago, many of you might know the name. She maybe is not as read these days, but she went through a time in her life where she was battling breast cancer and was fearing the possibility of death. It was a difficult time for her. She continued to write, and her writing encouraged many, many people. She wrote that an estimated 1.5 million people are living today after surviving a bout with breast cancer. She said, every time I forgot to feel grateful to be among that number, she said, I hear the voice of an 8-year-old by the name of Christina who had cancer of the nervous system. When asked what she wanted for her birthday, she thought long and hard and finally said, I don't know. I have 2 sticker books and a Cabbage Patch doll. I have everything. And what I think she was saying, Irma Bombeck, is that the young lady was counting her blessings. I've just got 3 questions, and then we'll pray and be dismissed. The first is this: are you thankful today for the blessings of God in your life? I've been happily married to a great woman. I was sitting in my office studying Friday, and Deb drove up. She does the cleaning, and she got out of her car. She didn't know I was watching her from the window, and as I was watching her, I just thought to myself how blessed I am, and I just thank God for her. Have you taken stock of the blessings in your life? Are you thankful to God for the blessings of your life? And here's the second question: have you taken time to tell Him so? Now, we live busy lives, but you know, sometimes the time that we would use to thank God is so filled with complaint of what we don't have or what we think we should have that we have completely looked right over the top of all that we do have. Does that make sense to anybody here today? I catch myself doing that. So have you taken time to give God thanks? And then here's the third question, and that is this: are you thankful today for the kindness and generosity and the investment of other people into your lives? Yeah. Have you stopped to think about that they didn't have to do that? They weren't forced to. They did that because they wanted to do that for me, and to thank God for that. I hope today, as we take some time in prayer, to just say simply, God, thank you for all of the blessings. If I tried to name them all, I couldn't do it. But God, I am grateful. And for the people who are a part of my life and who have invested and put themselves out for me, God, I'm so thankful. And I think that leads us on to something else, that maybe I ought to turn around and do that same thing for somebody else as well with the life that I've got. So let's all stand. We're going to have a time of invitation. After we pray, Eddie will have a song we'll play. The invitation is there week by week. It's not by our own deeds that we are saved, not by, the Bible says, our own righteousness, but God in His mercy extended forgiveness to us. He knows what we are. We've got a sneaking suspicion of what we are. We need Him. We need His mercy. We need His forgiveness, and that's why Jesus died, to take our place. And if today you've not yet put your faith in Christ, we invite you to trust Him and to release yourself from trying to earn a spot in heaven. The Bible makes it clear it's not based on our righteousness, but trust in His mercy. And today, hopefully, if the gratitude has been stirred in your heart, that you would take time to say, God, thank you for so much. And also thank those who've been a part of your life and input into your life. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this time together, and Lord, for us to be able to hear with our own ears what you've done in others' lives. And Lord, we know as well what you've done in our lives, and we are grateful. And help us, Lord, to give thanks, and also, Lord, to live out that thankfulness in our lives. Lord, we thank you for others who have given and shared and sacrificed so that our lives could be what they are. And Lord, please help us as we consider our lives and how they impact others. Help us as well to invest and to give and be a part of what you want done, and your word describes it. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.